download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of Monday Night Talk. And as we try to do with this particular program from time to time, you know, the front end of the show is usually newsmakers, comedians. No, that's actually the back end of the conversation. But usually we do the news stuff, the political stuff, right around, 6:30, 7 o'clock, like we just had Jeff Deal just walk out of here a few minutes ago, and we're speaking with him about running for a state senate. Well, joining us right now, it's kind of funny, we have the one and only Dave Russo, and I had a pretty cool meeting with Dave. He actually started off a great week of where I met him, then I had a chance to meet Steve Carell, and then I had the governor make a comment on my Facebook page. How can you not have a better week? Well, actually, Dave probably has better weeks than that without even trying. Dave Russo, a comedian, entertainer, and friend.
Yes. Here. Well, I tell you what, I think Steve Carell, I'd rather meet him than me. I'll tell you that.
Pretty cool guy.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's right in Marshfield, right? I think his family owns that.
Marshfield Hills General Store.
Yeah, the General Store. I've been there numerous times. Buy my honey there so I don't have allergies.
See? Yeah, exactly. You just did a commercial right there. You didn't even know it.
I'm Dave Russo, Boston comedian Dave Russo. When Steve Carell's not there at the General Store, you can stop by and buy my honey. It's the bee's knees.
That was awesome.
Thank
you.
That was professional.
So I met Dave earlier this year during a Hug Foundation event. It was against the Boston Bruins alumni. Dave, of course, donning the skates out there. I think he might have scored a couple of goals. I could be wrong. I could be just building them up for the conversation.
It's on video. It's on my website.
It's on video, and it is on DaveRusso.net if you actually want to see it. But then I walked up. I said, Dave, I'd love to have you on. I do a local radio program. I'd love to have you on. He goes, yeah, hey, anytime. Gives me his card. And so then a couple of months passed by. I hadn't contacted him. The bad date here. And so I bump into him. He ends up being on my team for the Hug Foundation softball, the celebrity softball tournament. He was one of our celebrities. And so Dave's like, hey, what happened? I gave you my card. You never called me. So I'm like, all right, I'll have you on. And actually, we set the date then. I didn't realize how much of an athlete you really are, Dave.
Well, you know what? That's kind of you say. But, in our generation growing up, we played sports. We played the Xbox. We played hockey, baseball, football. I rolled around with men on mats. And I was on the wrestling team. So I played a lot of sports.
Yeah, but you know what? You were good at it. And you know what? He was really more of an asset on the bench. So, like, when we were getting our at-bats, he was just agitating the crap out of the opposing pitcher. And, just like that guy just kind of chatting out there, come on, you guys stink. Ah.
Well, no. If you're gonna paraphrase me, man, do it properly. You never do personal attacks. You don't do anything. There was the one guy who got upset because I'm as a lefty, I hit it to a girl in right field. I'm a lefty.
He got upset.
He got mad because I went from home plate to second base because I ran on the girl's arm. But little do you know, and I know, the girl had a rocket for an arm, and she almost got me. But you know what? You got to do that. It's softball. The right field is supposed to be the worst player, so he was just a wah, and we had to get under his skin a little bit. It's just like any type of sporting event. I know it's for charity. I give a lot of money to charity. I mean, she's a dancer in Las Vegas, but I'll tell you what, when you're competing to raise money for the kids, you got to play hard, man, right?
Definitely got to play hard. But I've also had a chance to see you from time to time as you perform. But you have quite the story. Little did I know, as we were talking that day, I didn't realize that you were somebody who was on a show that actually was the predecessor to America's Got Talent, that you were on The Entertainer and came that close.
It's funny. Somebody posted on, we talk about Facebook and social media and things like that. Recently, it's been 10 years. It was a TV show. Well, if I'm going to tell you the story, I guess I got to start from the beginning.
Good.
In the entertainment industry, okay, they pretty much, the big dogs got you by the, they have you.
Yeah.
If Vegas calls and says, hey, you want to come to Vegas and play our room, we're only going to pay you $1,000, even though 2 years ago we used to pay people $5,000 for the week, and you have to take it. You know what I mean? Just the watered down business. So I did my show in Vegas. I did my show in Atlantic City. My audition went great. The guy said, hey, we're going to have you in Vegas. So next thing you know, 3 months later, I'm booked in Vegas. Then I don't hear anything for a year. So I call him up, and I know how the guy is. I said, the guy, if you work for one club, you can't work for his club. So I said, listen, man, you told me, I was very respectful, but I said, you told me you'd rehire me. You said things went great. I got great reviews. So if you're not going to hire me, no problem, but I am going to work for the other. First time I ever stood up in the business. It's going back 2000, before the Red Sox won the World Series. I was an angry Boston guy. I wasn't a happy person. And so the guy books me out there. It's the same week the Red Sox win the World Series. The same night Wayne Newton sees me perform at the Comedy Stop at Tropicana and asked me to audition for a TV show called The Entertainer. I mean, when the Red Sox won the World Series October 2004, we were all such a natural high. Not only am I in Vegas for the second time ever, the Red Sox are winning the World Series. Okay, Wayne Newton's in my audience, pulls me aside.
Perfect
I'm like,
storm.
What the hell is going on here?
Perfect story.
He's like, hey, Mr. Russo, I love what you're doing. I want you to audition for this TV show. I'm getting chills right now. Next thing you know, I'm up at, you know, I'm in Vegas doing an audition. No lie, it's 7 in the morning in Vegas. Like, you go to bed at 7 in the morning in Vegas, you know? And so I'm doing an audition, and I'll never forget it because his wife was in there, the mother-in-law was in there, the sister-in-law, and he was in another room watching us from video. So there's three women there. And the older woman, I know how to get along with the older woman, respectful, do the right thing. You hold the door, you know right from wrong.
Amen.
And the wife was as tall, and she said her name was Catherine. I said, no kidding, that's my dad's name. And she loved it. And then I met her, the sister-in-law, who was this gorgeous tall glass of water, and I just said, wow, gee, wish I was taller, and they got a hoot out of me. And next thing you know, they liked me because every other comedian was doing dirty jokes and filthy jokes and didn't really connect and goof around. I was busting their chops. I'm like, I'm in a room with three women judging me. I can't win, right? Next thing you know, no lie, a second audition the next day. Do what you did yesterday. Do what you did yesterday. I was like monkey boy. You know what I mean? So then next thing you know, I'm in Boston now. I get flown out to L.A. Now, this is 10,000 people audition for this. Now, this is the third audition I get flown out to L.A. When I'm there, I have to take a blood test. They're testing me for gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis, and colitis. I have to take 1,000 questionnaire mental type tests, like a 2,000 question thing.
Like a comedian's aptitude test?
Well, I think it was, am I gonna hurt somebody if I'm on the show? Because they're going to put us through some mentally...
You want to make sure you're not totally crazy.
Right. So I don't know how the hell I passed that one. Passed that with flying colors. Blood test, passed that one. Drug test, passed that one. I'm going to go on record, passed that one. And so it was... next. And you ready for this? So we go... I got to paraphrase. They narrowed it down to 30 people out of 10,000. So all three of us had to go to L.A. at the E! Network, and we had to go through, like, stages to audition. We had to go do, hey, I'm Dave Russo here. Dave Russo, Boston comedian Dave Russo here, and you're watching me live on ETV's The Entertainer. You know, I had to do stuff like that. I looked taller. I was like, this is Dave Russo, and I'm on ETV. I looked taller on cable. I was doing stuff like that. They dug it. Next thing you know, I have to perform in front of, and I don't even know. This is why God protects the stupid, all right? I did my show in front of the president of the E! Network, his 16-year-old daughter, who's now out of college working for E!, right? Wayne Newton's wife, sister-in-law, and all the bureau, whatever, all the people from the E! Network.
All the connected people.
Because they're picking 10 of us out of 10,000 to 35. They're picking 10 of us.
So it's basically the American Idol for comics.
It was, well, no, but it was, for this is the whole thing. But this is the whole thing. America's Got Talent is the same thing as The Entertainer.
Right.
American Idol is just all singers. The Entertainer was singers, dancers, illusionists, magicians, stand-up comedians, prop comedians, actresses, who's the best entertainer,
right?
Okay? Which is what America's Got Talent is. So that's what The Entertainer was. But it came down to where after I had to audition again at the end of an 8-hour day of blood tests and tests and having a private investigator saying to you, hey, are there any naked videos of you? And I'm like, no, I have them. You know, he's like, I said, I have it. And because at that time, people were leaking these videos and things, and they're like, any naked photos? And you're like, there's one me maybe mooning somebody in college, a half a cheek maybe. You know, but no, I said I had all of them. So with that being said, we do 35. Now, I told you I had to audition in front of the president, and Wayne Newton's in another room, the whole nine yards, and a 16-year-old girl. And I'm a comedian. And I was trained in Boston. And in Boston, comedians, you have people like Lenny Clark and Dennis Leary, who might be more of a dirtier comic or more outspoken. But then you have a Stephen Wright, who's super clever. And you have these type of comedians. So I was trained on both spectacles. So when I see a 16-year-old girl in there, I know what I can and what I can't say. And that's how I ended up beating out these other 35 people. I said, what's the difference? I said, well, my versatility. And they said, what are you talking about? I said, well, there's a 16-year-old girl here. I said, you're 16? She's like, no. Right. I said, how old are you? I go, no, kid, I thought you were like 15. You look really good for your age. So I was doing like...
You gauged your audience.
I gauged my audience.
You got to do
whereas
that.
Whereas a lot of times, and that's the training in Boston, because in Boston, you're going to go see a Cambridge crowd, you're going to see a Lowell crowd, you're going to see a Dorchester crowd, you're going to see a mixed crowd in Boston, and then you're going to see a Duxbury crowd.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're not a one-trick pony, is what you're saying.
Well, basically, you got to be versatile in this business. It's a business of specialties. It's a business of specialties. And as a host, which is kind of what I'm pitching for TV and what I've been doing for TV, you got to be able to transform and put yourself in. Okay, I'm doing radio in Marshfield. I should probably mention South Shore instead of like Chelsea and Lowell. You know what I mean? I should probably bring stuff like that up.
Now you've also, I'm looking at your website here. You also appeared on the Today Show.
Yeah, I mean that was just that picture on Facebook was from People Magazine. How about that? You know, it's like some of the stuff, that's why this concept, that's how we met, Russo on the road doing the Hug Foundation.
Right.
I have this whole concept of that. I'm a professional entertainer. I travel around the country. You know, I've been all around the world. Well, I've been to Epcot Center. But I do try to, but I do travel. So this whole Russo on the road thing is I try to bring the people, the average person or the person that has a 9-to-5 job that makes America run. Right? And not to get political, but those folks who don't get to do what I get to do as an entertainer. You know, I was born to do this. Like, this is what I know I want to do since I was 5 years old. I was singing, dancing, performing, entertaining, playing sports, being that center of attention. Probably comes from being Italian and being a middle child. And talking with your hands. And yep. You can't see that on radio. But, but seriously, Kev, I mean, it's the whole concept of the Russo on the Road was to have the average person to come into a little bit of the world of the entertainer and have fun. I mean, the reality show is a reality show. This entertainer was considered a reality show for entertainers. And probably the reason why it wasn't so successful is we really showed the business. And the business, it really isn't fun behind the scenes. You have to work your face off. There's backstabbing.
People don't realize that, though.
Well, listen.
I think some people don't realize that they go in naive. And they come out on the other end and they go, wow.
They don't realize that if you don't have something to offer them, they're not going to offer you something.
That's
and the
correct.
Thing is with the entertainer, what Wayne was trying to be classy, Wayne was trying to say, listen, man, entertainers are good people, hardworking people, and we've been screwed over for years. I mean, even people like Frank Sinatra were screwed over in Elvis and things like this back in the day from the big wigs. We were talking about Bobby Orr earlier. Remember that agent, what he did? You know, it's like, so the industry is not a pretty industry. It's the reward, you know, can either be riches beyond belief or just, you know, homelessness and just poverty and just disgustingness. And so some of us that get to do it for a living and earn a living.
Correct.
Again, I'm not making Jerry Seinfeld money, but, you know, I pay my bills. I have money in the bank, and I'm not digging a ditch in 90-degree weather on a Friday. Not that I haven't done that, because, geez, when I was 11 years old in the sixth grade, my friends Mark Lamano, Jeff Goodrow, we used to shovel ice in Chelsea at the produce stop, right?
Yep.
I mean, before I went to school at 4 in the morning, the kids aren't doing that nowadays,
not
right?
These days. No, there are laws in place now.
Right. Now there's laws in place. I mean, I remember I was shoveling ice in like this huge, I'm going, I'm going to find a body underneath it. You know I'm going to find a body. But
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. So there's a little ADD and a little interview for you.
Again, we're speaking with the great Dave Russo, comedian, entertainer, TV host, you are the host of Nesson's Dirty Water TV, and that's where I've also seen you as doing interviews. And I think when you did the skating event, you did a little segment on Dirty Water TV. Actually, I think there was a camera there and a microphone.
You know, with the Dirty Water TV in 2010. By the way, let me paraphrase back. So the entertainer, I ended up being chosen one of the 10 for the entertainer. After 10 weeks in the ETV series, the entertainer, I was runner up. For the $1 million contract. And I had 50% of the online votes, but how reality shows go, they don't want Wiedemann, but they picked the other guy. Unfortunately, it didn't go to season two. They fought. They were suing. America's Got Talent came on the board. So, and then Twitter came around. So then I kind of got pushed aside. But the thing is, I got TV 101, and I got to know where I want to put myself out there or not put myself out there. And by meeting Matt Damon on that show, The Entertainer, with Wayne Newton, they were producers, I learned that in this business, and Matt said it best, if you want, no one's going to give it to you. You have to do it yourself. So basically, I didn't get the $1 million contract in Vegas. I got a contract, lived out there for about a year and a half, 18 months. They wanted to renew my contract. I said, no, thank you. I had ideas for TV shows. I came back home. I pitched a TV show to Nesson and Dirty Water TV. 2010, I hosted my own show called The Wicked Funny Comedy Tour. It was sponsored by Magnus Irish Cider. And so that pretty much got me in with Nesson. So now how do I get to do your things? That I had my own show there, hosting my own show.
Mm.
But it wasn't what I really wanted to do, hosting that show. I wanted to do segments like Russo on the Road on Dirty Water TV. So what I'm doing now is my niche is I cover the Bruins alumni games or things that are going on with the Bees, some of the USO and the some of the military events we have at like Fenway Park, and I cover the 75 Red Sox team recently with Fred Lynn and those guys. They were great. Yeah,
Jimmy Rice,
Jim Ed. Well, I could say on radio right now I was a little disappointed in, and I can say that respectfully because I was very respectful to him. My first baseball jersey was number 14, and. And that's because Jim Ed Rice, I could mimic how he batted like this, how he stood everything. And I had heard he was a tough interview and wasn't very cordial in things, and that's his reputation. I had my camera with me, I had my mic, and I said, hey, congratulations, I covered a piece. You know, I do some stuff with Nesson as well. And he just looked at me like... I said, no problem, you know, because I had known, but I was respectful. I was a little bummed out in him, and I was definitely bummed out in Carlton Fisk as well.
Was this before the Hall of Fame called him, or was it after?
It was... a month ago.
Oh, okay.
It was a month ago at Fenway Park, and I was
really?
Like, yeah, because what happened was I was doing a piece for Dirty Water TV, and I was psyched because, you know, I remember Bucky Dent in 78. I remember watching the history.
Bucky bleeping
right.
Dent.
And okay. I remember all that stuff, you know, so but the thing is I did my research. I knew he was a tough interview, so I didn't hold, I mean, at least you get that when you go, but I thought I handled it properly. Hey man, just want a soundbite, you know.
Sure.
Or just wanted to meet you really. So Carlton saw me there and he didn't go for it. It was a shame because I had met a woman who I'd never seen before ever in my life, and I was going up to interview Fred Lynn and those guys. She goes, "Oh my God, I have a Fred Lynn glove." I said, "Really?" She goes, "Yeah, look at it." And it had the original signature of Fred Lynn. And some strange man, I said, "No, I said, I'm going to interview right now. I bet you he would love to see that. If you trust me, give me the glove, I'll get him to sign it." She goes, "No way." I go, "Yeah." So I did it.
That's a nice gesture.
I didn't think anything of it, dude. I thought nothing of it. But it ends up So I go there. Fred Lynn, I'm interviewing him. He goes, "Get the hell out of here." They're videotaping this. Anyways, he signs it right above it. The Herald gets wind of it. Puts me in the Herald with the comedian Dave Russo, host or whatever. And I didn't think anything of it. I just thought he, playing sports. If I was Fred Lynn, I don't know. If some kid came up to me and said, "Man, I have a poster of you from The Entertainer," before I'd be like, "Get the hell out of here, dude! Get that crap over here right now! I want to see that!" Right? And so Fred Lynn. This is the point of my story. Fred Lynn was so awesome, and Bill Lee was so out there. And hey, man, how you? What, anything? Come on, guys! And then the two biggest heroes, or one of the biggest heroes, Carlton, and of course my biggest hero growing up, Jim Ed Rice.
Yeah,
bummed me out. And I don't think I'm being disrespectful calling because I'm not. They have their own agendas, I'm sure. I'm sure they get burnt or what have you. I went about it as a professional. I gave it a shot. I was more probably bummed out in Carlton because he saw me stand there for a while, and I was very respectful.
Can I help you? Can I help you try to redeem as far as on the Jim Ed side of things?
Sure.
Because I've had a chance to interview, not so much in front of a camera like you, some of these folks. I had a chance. Jim was in on the South Shore doing a hot stove. Over at the sure. Brockton Rocks, and he was there, and I went over. I did an interview for the radio station I was working at, and he was a nice guy. I just wonder if it might have been a timing thing that maybe you caught him at a time where maybe his head wasn't in it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I always assume good intentions, and I'll give him the
same
benefit
here.
Of doubt. You know, I was very patient. I was very patient, and I calculated how I would do the wording, and I did not have the camera on. I said, "Jim Ed, I'm posting, we covered the piece in 75 for Nesson Dirty Water TV. The camera's not on." I said, "Any chance I can get the interview or soundbite or anything? Out of respect, I know you're private." And he just didn't even say yes or no. He just turned his back on me. So that's where I go, okay. You know, you can say, "Hey, I'm an adult. Yes, sir, no, sir.
Well,
no one's better than me. I'm not better than you."
You come across like that. I was very impressed with the couple times that I've had a chance to meet you where you're a guy who's done a lot of stuff. You've got one heck of a resume, and if you wanted to be a guy who catered more so towards a higher class of folk or higher culture, you could. But you're kind of a blue collar guy. You're dyed in the wool and very personable. I mean, as we were walking around and doing the softball game, everybody talking to you, you were just a cool guy to talk with.
Well, thank you.
You know, that's appreciative. You want to. you know, you want to be able to, those who are your heroes that you see on TV.
You want to be approachable. You want to approach them.
You want to be able to approach them and not, you know, and you also understand when people have a bad day.
It's funny
you mentioned Bill Lee, who I you know what, probably one of the best interviews I've ever conducted. The guy who's just, he's amazing stories.
Right.
Amazing. And I know you have a connection with Mike Adams, who's another fantastic guy.
I mean, this guy, I got to give, like, Billy's been very nice to me, I think, because Mike likes me. You know what I mean? Like, Bill's like, who's this young kid? But he's always awesome.
Well, let's not forget that you know, Billy is tied to Bill, to Mikey through you know, I believe that something happened when Mike was married that Bill might have been a best man or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's
vice versa, something like that.
No, I think Mike was best man in his wedding. Yeah, no,
that's correct.
Yeah, they're best buds. But I think Mike is just so smart, man. He really has knowledge. Like, he's the baseball, he's a sports guy.
Oh.
But he just start talking music, and I'm like, forget it, I'm done. Get my brother in here. My brother's great with the music. You know,
he knows his stuff. And he's funny. He's just like you. You guys, when I hear you guys together, because I know you do regular stints on in Boston with him, you guys click.
We have fun. I follow his lead because he is quick. You want to talk about ADD, he can go from left. He's a spaceship in his brain, I swear to God.
But he's awesome.
He's awesome.
He's definitely, you know what, and you're an awesome guy as well.
Thank you. He's been very good to me, man. Very good to me. He always includes me in his little fun. You know, he asked me one day, he goes, hey, he texts me, he goes, hey, Roos, you want to go golf with me and Bill Lee? And I text him back, of course I do, but I can't because I'm doing Mickey Ward's golf outing and I already committed. And I was just like, and then on the radio the other, like the day later, my buddy goes, yeah, dude, I heard Mikey on the Adams. They said, if you ever golf with anyone in the world, before you die, you got to golf with Billy. I was like, I couldn't golf with him, you know?
Well, maybe you can get a rain date on that.
Oh, well, you know what? Bill and his wife, we've hung out a couple times at the greatest bar in Boston. And then you want to talk about salt of the earth, down to earth guy.
Absolutely.
I mean, and so approachable. I mean, so that's why I guess it was in my head, I'm such a dink because in my head, I'm going, now I know why that team didn't win a championship. Okay? Because you have these guys who are awesome and you other guys who aren't awesome. You got to get on the same page, man. I bet you the Yankees would have interviewed me.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get in trouble. The only people that don't like that bit are the people that are in the witness protection program living in Marshfield from New York.
We are speaking with the great Dave Russo, who has been our guest here. Dave, you got a bunch of things that are coming up in the local area. You want to take a chance to pick them off as
you know what? I kind of wish we were supposed to talk about the beginning, but we're having too much fun. Yeah.
All good, but we can talk about it.
Remember where I'm going to be this week. Okay, so Tuesday, August 4th. Which is tomorrow. Tuesday, August 4th. I am going to be at Trader Ed's in Hyannis with the great Lenny Clark.
Lenny Clark.
Yep, legendary Boston comic Lenny Clark and my friend Preston Simpson, who's been on Letterman. We're doing a show that's Tuesday, August 4th, Trader Ed's. On Wednesday, something that a lot of people don't know about, Dave, they say, okay, Russo plays sports and he does the comedy, right? But does he do anything artsy? Well, Wednesday, August 5th, I'm going to my monthly paint class.
Rocking the paintbrush.
Yeah, pretty awesome, man. Wow. Kate Tinelli Art, you can find her on Facebook. Super fun classes. And it's going to be at Brees's Tapas in Cohasset. I don't know if you've ever been down. It's right on the water. And
I've driven by there.
Yeah, the place is amazing. We went by there and checked it out. You know what I mean? I'm like, where am I going? It's super fun. If you never did the paint class, come down, tell them Russo sent you. We're going to have fun. We got a bunch of groups, and it's all, you drink wine, you paint, and it's pretty awesome. And you leave with a masterpiece. So that's going to be Wednesday. August 5th, and then I'm back down. I'm going to be in Marshfield, man. In Marshfield.
Right down the street.
Saturday, August 8th, Venus Twos. We already sold out the show. I think we're going to sell the second show. It's myself, Joey Voices, and Lenny Clark. And we are going to be ripping up Marshfield and the South Shore all this week.
What's it like to have a lineup like that? Joey Voices is a good guy. Lenny Clark, I mean, that's like an all-star lineup.
Well, you know what? We try to produce, you know, there's producers out there. How about this? In comedy 30 years ago, the headliner was the opening act and the host. You always had the best one up front. Yep. And then people weren't coming in late and doing whatever they were doing. So the headliner was like, you know what? Let them go warm up the crowd. I'm not going to warm up the crowd. Well, the proper show, if you go to see a proper show, you should have a professional opener, feature, and a headliner. So that's what we have on the Joey Voices Show, Lenny Clark and Dave Russo at Venus Twos. This way, when people get there, we get on time. We rip it right from the beginning. It's all about having fun. You know?
Anything you want to say in closing? Anything we didn't have a chance to touch upon, at least in this appearance? Because I'd love to have you back.
Well, you know what? When I found out I was doing radio in Marshfield, I sported my Mark Bavis hat and my Mark Bavis shirt, which I'm wearing right now. We're going to be taking a photo, I believe,
yep,
with this. Mark Bavis is how I got introduced to some of the folks here in Marshfield and the South Shore. Of course, if you don't know the Bavis family, Mark Bavis was on Flight 11, 9/11.
Yep.
And his family, who, although very private, what a force. What a force of a family to be reckoned with. And talk about people salt of the earth. So they started, you know, and we do an annual event. And it's every year it just gets bigger and bigger. And so that's what I want to say about Marshfield and the South Shore. I love coming down here. And the first people I met was the Bavis family. So there you go. I wanted to give them a shout out because I'm sporting the Mark Bavis hat and shirt right now.
And if folks want to find out more about Dave, they can go to DaveRusso.net to find out everything. Right, Dave?
Sure, you know what? You can contact me. You got Facebook, Twitter, fax, whatever you need.
Well, we want to thank you very much for being a guest on this.
My pleasure, kid.
On this program. And again, the invitation is open to have you back on.
Nice.
I'm kind of bummed because I really wanted to squeeze a little Tom Brady Deflategate in there. But I know you've really got an opinion on that, but we'll save that for
now. No, I want to tell you what it is.
It's your fault.
This is the whole thing. People say all the time, do you think the Patriots cheated? Do you think the Patriots cheated? And I go, well, the head coach is from New Jersey, so probably.
Ooh, there you go. Dave Russo, our guest for this segment. And we want to thank
Blame it
Dave.
On the tri-state area.
And we want to give, of course, you brought to Cam.
My buddy Cam stopped by and said hello, sure.
Hanging out. So that's all the time that we have here. Thank you so much, folks, for listening to Monday Night Talk, of course, heard here on 95.9 WATD. Until next week at 6:15, have yourself a great night. We'll